shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
If we don't pass it, here's the guarantee. Your premiums will go up. Your employers are going to load up more costs on you.
How much does it hurt the Democratic effort to pull this thing together?
He was the great scholar of the Depression, and basically he saw...
Schumer's on this flight. He's on his cell phone, currently talking to Harry Reid.
Did you really write this yourself with a typewriter?
Crocsbrown.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is the bitch. We tell you not only about the news, we tell you about you. Protests erupt at the Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen, and Senator Schumer calls a flight attendant a bitch. And you got to watch what you're saying, man, because there's always somebody ready to post it on YouTube or stick it on Twitter or tweet it on Twitter or something. So got to watch what you're talking about. We have an interesting story here relative to climate change, but it's more close to home. And a father and a professional gentleman owns a construction contracting business in Corona, California, Mr. Stephen Bozell, talking about some proposals on the environment. Radical proposals on the environment that he'd like to make, and much of this had to do with the help of his daughter, who's an 11-year-old girl. She goes to a middle school here in Southern California and was, I guess, instrumental in making her dad see the light on global warming or global climate change. We'll talk with Mr. Bozell here in a second. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL, and then we also have, of course, our live streaming video and audio at philhendryshow.com. So if you want to watch us perform our show every night, you can see that at our website. You can listen to it as well, the streaming audio. Our YouTube site is about to get updated within the week, so that you're going to see, if you'd like to get a subscription to our live video and audio services, you can take a look at what exactly it looks like when we're doing the show. You'll see me. And I don't even think that it matters, you know, if I'm particularly not handsome or whatever. I don't think that's why you, why do you watch a radio show? Well, there's no reason to watch a radio show except for ours. Our show is the only radio show worth watching. The other thing that I want to tell you is that this show has a very, very, very loyal following. It has a very rabid following. It has a following of people who get really angry and really upset if we don't do things the way they imagine we should do them. And so we endeavor all the time to do that. So let's get on, Mr. Bozell, here and talk a little bit. Sir, how are you this evening? Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
And I know that you have been following, a lot of people have been following this climate summit. I will tell you, as you and I spoke off the air, I have my doubts. I have a lot of questions. They have not been satisfactorily answered. I don't want to see my country have to be, shall we say, used as some sort of a watermark when it comes to industrialization, and that all the other countries kind of fall into line that are industrialized nations to pay for the smaller countries so that we can stop something that to this day is still debated by a great many people, and that is climate change.
Well, I believe in climate change, and I always will, and our organization, which is CJN Climate Justice Now, argues something's got to be done to protect the environment against polluters. And I don't want to argue it with you, Mr. Hendry. It is science that has been solidly proven. You've heard Vice President Gore, I think, more eloquently say it than I could, and that is that anybody that does not believe in climate change, maybe they should get out a map and check to see if the Earth is flat.
I don't see it that way, but I don't want to debate, you know, whether it's real or not. I want to get into what action you're taking here.
Well, that was my point of coming on your program. I'm not going to I won't debate climate change with anybody because the science is settled. My lawsuit, and I want to take my hat off to you. You're the first person who is a climate denier who's not going to try to argue with me about it.
I'm not saying I'm a climate denier. I'm saying I just want to see. I want to hear more. I want to hear debates. I want to hear good, informed debates. I'd love to. Isn't it true that Vice President Gore is going to debate Sarah Palin? I don't know whether that's a good debate or not. But you know what? I give her due. She may know more about it than a lot of people think. you know.
Well, I welcome, if you're telling me that Al Gore's going to debate Sarah Palin, I welcome that. I welcome that so very much, because she will get her lunch handed to her by Al Gore. You better believe it.
All right. So tell me, you are filing a lawsuit, which will be formally filed in federal court on Friday. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what this is asking.
Our lawsuit asks the court to mandate that the United States government ban the use of plastic grocery bags and the two-ply toilet paper that is very wasteful as a substitute. We'd like to promote the use of reusable bags made from sustainable cloth and washable toilet rags that are washed out at the sink and are not used as disposable. I have to tell you that I was alerted to actions that I could take to save the environment by my own daughter, April, who is an 11-year-old girl. And when she saw a lot of the things that I was doing in my business, my personal life, she had her teacher, Mrs. Nister, her name's Karen Nister, call me from the sixth grade class at Corona KC Middle School. I was informed that to go down to the school, and it was there in front of the class that the children and Ms. Nister, too, humiliated me. I realized that there was a lot.
Wait, I want to interrupt you. You were informed to come down to the school?
Well, my daughter said to me that I was using a lot of toilet paper and all of this, and we were using paper bags. And I told her, well, that's what Daddy does. And she went down and told her teacher. And
She didn't talk to you about it?
No, she wanted to talk to her teacher about it because the teacher is a member of a larger green organization, and many of the children in the class, their parents already are part of the climate movement. So she went to her teacher, and I got a call from Mrs. Karen Nister. She's a very nice lady, and she told me that she wanted to speak with me and the other students. I asked her about what, and she said that my daughter had told her what I'd done.
Well, what had you done, Mr. Bozell, other than the fact you're using too much toilet paper?
Well, that is part of the crime against the environment. I was using not only all that kind of paper and paper bags and everything and not recycling. All of that put together constitutes really a crime, a serious murderous crime, if you will, against our planet. And my daughter, I want to thank my daughter. I really do. I know it sounds probably like I should be angry at her. I'm not. I want to thank my daughter for going down and talking to her teacher and telling her teacher what I had done. And when Nister told me to come to the school, I did. I stood there in front of the class.
Now, I want to hear about this. So your daughter told her teacher, her teacher's part of a larger green movement?
Her teacher's part of the Climate Justice Now, and I became a member.
And the teacher and the kids there in the, your daughter is 11. What class is that? Okay, she's in the sixth grade. And what did the kids do?
They informed me of what I had done. They told me that my daughter had informed everybody of what I'd done in terms of the different things that I had done right. I'm a little bit nervous right now.
That's all right. You're doing fine.
My daughter had informed them of the different things that I'd done that do cause harm to the environment. On her 10th birthday, we had balloons in the backyard, and I went ahead and let them go because I thought it would be nice to see the balloons. I was informed by Ms. Nister and two of the children in the class that those balloons do eventually settle into the ocean and can harm marine mammals, as well as the use of the paper. I was told that I was a disgrace as a father.
Were you told that by who? By the class?
Understand, Mr. Henry, that I went down there willingly, and you have to understand that every parent sooner or later is going to go through this. Every parent in America is going to go through this, because our children are the ones who are informing us about the environment, and they are either informing us or they will inform their teachers as to what it is that needs to be done.
I'm very concerned. You were told that you were disgraced by who?
I was told I was a disgrace as a father by not only Miss Nister, but members of the class.
So 11-year-old children are telling you this?
Sir, I know that you're outraged on my behalf, and I felt that way initially, but please understand, Mr. Henry, this is good. Our children are far more in tune with the problems of the environment than we are. I needed this education. I needed to be told what I was doing wrong so that my daughter wouldn't turn against me, my son, and eventually an entire generation of children coming up are going to see us as being obstacles to environmental health. And so I was grateful to my daughter that I could go there and tell them that I was sorry for these things. And the kids told me that I was disgraceful and disgusting as a father, and I took it.
You took it?
Yes, sir, I did. But at the end of the day, my daughter embraced me. We've got a great relationship now. And I'm filing this lawsuit on behalf of the environment through my attorney, Dolores Blassingame. The lawsuit is a noble cause to fight climate injustice. And we are suing the U.S. government.
Well, there's a lot of what you're saying here, sir, that's just there's a whole lot going on here. You want to sue to get rid of plastic grocery bags and two-ply toilet paper. You want to use reusable toilet rags. People are going to use these to wipe with and then rinse them out in the sink.
Yeah, and, you know, we should quit being so childish about it. I mean, you wipe, you rinse it out in the sink, you reuse this.
Between people?
No reason why you can't use it between people. No reason at all. How is it going to be bad?
And all of this by way of the fact that your daughter informed...
She told her teacher and the class, the sixth grade class there at Corona KC told me to what to do, and I'm doing it. And I'm just telling you...
You made a comment, Steve.
I'm telling you, we're all going to have to go through it.
That's what I mean. You made a comment that we're all going to have to go through this. Meaning what?
I mean, because the kids that are coming up today are watching us as parents, and they're going to see if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and if we're not, it's not going to be a matter of people taking their kid out of school and saying, how dare Obama or Al Gore tell me what to do. The kids are not going to let us do it, and we're going to find the tables have turned. And they're going to, they're going to educate us. And if they can't educate us, then we have to be a part of what's going on. And I'm so very grateful to my daughter.
Well, I know that you're emotional about this.
Yes, sir.
And this is a gentleman whose daughter told him that he needed to get educated on global climate change. He's filing a lawsuit to use plastic bags and... to get rid of the use of plastic bags and two-ply toilet paper. All of this coming by way of the fact that his daughter told her teacher, and the teacher in the class got Mr. Bozell down there and apparently lectured him, told him he was a disgrace as a parent. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. So the point here is that the kids today are climate change advocates, and either we follow their lead... we lose a relationship with them. I don't know. We'll have to get a little bit more into this. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Do we really need to start taking the advice of our kids in school? Are they really the only ones learning about climate change? We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show. Pacifico, Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, as we talk about global climate change. You know that there is a conference going on in Copenhagen. Quite a bit of controversy involved there, having to do with whether the developed nations are going to pay their fair share of reclaiming the planet's climate. And all of this in the midst of a debate here in the United States. Stephen Bozell is a man who is filing a federal lawsuit on Friday asking the United States court to mandate such things as the ban of plastic grocery bags and two-ply toilet paper, using reusable bags with a sustainable cloth, washable toilet rags as opposed to toilet paper. And this idea, though, I want to get back to Mr. Bozell, that your daughter had you called down to her school. Sounds to me as if you have some sort of a fear there.
I'm not afraid of my own daughter. I recognize that my daughter's class and their teacher, Ms. Nestor, who's a part of Climate Justice Now, they have told me that I'm a disgrace, and I do appreciate that. You have to understand that our children are now 11, 12. They're, within the decade, they're going to be adults. They will be able to call the shots, and if we are telling them now that we're not on the climate change, on the same page with them, I am, I recognize that I want my daughter to know I'm doing what I can do. I write out ways that I can explain how I do my part to save the environment for her. In the morning before school, my daughter checks the list and takes it to Mrs. Nestor.
What I don't understand, what does this Mrs. Nestor have to do with what you're doing?
I want the teacher to know what I'm doing. I want the other kids in the class, many of whom had questioned me quite thoroughly. There was one boy named Brad, a very intelligent boy, who was very pointed in his comments and denounced me on several. He was the one that said I was a disgrace. But nonetheless...
So these young people are insulting you, but I don't understand why you feel the need that you have to even answer to them. I know that they're the future.
They're not only the future, Mr. Eddy. Within a decade, they're going to be running this country. And you and I won't have anything to say about it. And if we show ourselves to be on the opposite side of this issue from them, they're going to be able to do whatever they want with us or to us. I've had to provide my daughter in the school a list of daily affirmations that I'm going to recycle, that I'm going to reuse and reduce whenever possible. I recite these to them. I'm doing everything that I can, but I didn't know...
Take your time, sir. I know it's emotional because it's your daughter.
Yes, sir.
But you sound to me like you're afraid.
No. Right now, my daughter is watching me from the living room and listening to the program. And she wants to make sure that I'm properly representing climate change, and I am. And I'm not afraid of her. I'm sad that I've let her down, and I let down the other kids in her class and members of the Students Climate Change Council. But
is your daughter's watching you right now?
But she's, I love my daughter very much.
Is she watching you right now?
What she's doing is she is monitoring the broadcast to tell Mrs. Nestor, who also is going to be listening tonight, yeah.
All right, 1-877-876-PHIL, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to go to a phone call. Here is Ann. Ann, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Fine, ma'am. Fine.
My first thing about some things you said, like getting rid of the plastic bags, that is a wonderful idea. I think they're horrible. We should be all using cloth bags, which will
exactly.
Help the environment majorly.
Yeah.
But a comment of reusing, washable cloths all the time, there is a downside to that. That will be making us using more water than we should be.
You can also rinse. Because you can rinse that cloth out in the toilet. Now I know it sounds a little disgusting, but if you think about it, you just rinse the cloth out lightly in the toilet itself. That way you can. You're not using any more water. You're using less water because you're not flushing the toilet. So the water. If you think about the toilet flush, that's about a gallon. Most toilets are standard gallon. My daughter is. My daughter just told me to tell you that she'd appreciate it if you agree with me in principle, to just agree with me and not, take issue with nitpicky stuff.
Well,
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, my daughter just passed me a note asking that this lady not disagree, since she agrees with me in principle.
Well, that's fine what your daughter wants, but this lady's got a point of view that she wants to express.
It doesn't matter to my daughter. And my daughter wishes that the lady would just stick to the point.
We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. No, what you're saying is you're...
No, my
Phil
daughter doesn't want to do that.
I don't understand that. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is with a group called Climate Justice Now and has become Steve, I don't think I'm far gone in saying that you're a born-again climate change advocate. You believe that something's got to be done. You have you and your attorney, Dolores Blazengame, who we did receive the facts from, will be filing a lawsuit in federal court asking the government to ban the use of plastic bags, two-ply toilet paper, promote the use of reusable bags made from sustainable cloth and washable toilet rags that can be washed out in the sink after each use. I don't understand that.
You know, Mr. Henry, I got to tell you, it's sad where America is. If you look at the, you know, Arabia, where they had nothing but sand and everything, and they're getting their water out of a well, you know, that they'd have to know where, you know, they'd have like a tribe fight over, two tribes fighting over a well. Now, In Arabia, they have desalinization plants, and in America, I'm forced to go on a radio show across the whole country and talk about wiping with a rag. If you don't think that America is way behind on the climate change, and again, my daughter is... Yeah, I got that. My daughter wants to tell you and your listeners that Vice President Gore is going to be at a fundraiser in San Francisco later in the month, and she said that he has not yet agreed to a debate with Sarah Palin.
You know what, Steve? I want to ask you something, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to know what your daughter has to say. I want to know what you have to say.
I know. I understand that. I understand.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me. Don't talk to anybody off the air. Talk to me. I don't care what your daughter has to say. She's an 11-year-old girl. You and I are adults. We'll talk.
Yes, sir, but out of respect to the young kids that are coming up in 10 years when they are adults, I don't want them to... I don't know what they have, what they will do.
What they'll do what? Are you talking about what they're going to do to people that don't agree with climate change? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm just saying that I was forced to go in front of her class. I was humiliated, and I'm glad that I was humiliated. I'm doing the very best I can, but in talking to you, sir, and you are trying to push me into saying things that I don't want to say, she's listening, and I don't want to offend her. I don't want to offend my daughter. No.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. My suggestion to you, sir, otherwise we're not going to really have much of a conversation, is to not listen to what your daughter has to say. I'm not interested in what she has to say. I'm interested in what you have to say. And I'm interested in talking to you as an adult man about the idea of global climate change. Marilyn in Utah, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here by with Steve Bozell. Go ahead, ma'am.
I am really appalled at the whole situation. Number one, we have a teacher that is indoctrinating a sixth grade class to think that they have a right to tell a father that he's a disgrace because he's using toilet paper. That teacher, number one, needs to be fired. The children's parents all need to come together and teach their children respect to them. And also, we're already finding out that climate change is a hoax. You know, they're going off from bogus information.
Yeah,
this woman, this teacher is a disgrace to the teachers, and I'm a teacher, and I'm appalled.
Mm-hmm. Are you a middle school teacher, Marilyn? What grade levels do you teach, Marilyn?
Well, I actually am a preschool teacher, but I have a child care center that we do tutoring and stuff, so I take clear up to sixth grade kids. And these children... To be afraid that our children are going to run our country and don't know what they're going to do to us, they're already doing it to this gentleman. Do you know what I'm saying? And that
Steve
is out of line. Yes, Steve.
Steve, what do you have to say?
My daughter is telling me that you are out of line, that you are exactly who we're talking about when we talk about the planet moving forward. You are talking to preschoolers, and you probably are not going to have your job very long.
I own it.
What does that mean?
For a very long time.
What does that mean?
It means that this woman is disseminating information that is that the hoax is that climate change is a hoax. How come they found a polar bear floating 120 miles out in the ocean? What about that?
And we addressed that on our show last week. I said that there's such a thing as a current that carries the bodies. It carries all kinds of materials, including the carcass of a dead bear. It could carry it hundreds of miles.
And that's all part of this Earth. This Earth rejuvenates itself. This Earth is a living planet, and it rejuvenates itself. This has been record cold.
If it rejuvenates itself, why do we have so many extinct species? Obviously, it doesn't. Those are species that will never be here, never again.
You know, I'm not even going to discuss that aspect because you and I are not going to see eye to eye on that. The thing that I'm disturbed about is the fact that
they're trying to purify me.
The communists are getting into our schools and indoctrinating our children. We see it.
My daughter is trying to purify my thought, and you are in charge of these little tiny children. You're not trying to indoctrinate them. I think you are.
I'm not. I do not indoctrinate them on anything.
You tell the little children that there's no, that Al Gore, or I'm sure you don't talk to them about Al Gore.
I don't even talk about any of that because, number one, they're not old enough to understand. Number two,
do you tell them about the weather and everything?
They need to be kid. Yeah, we talk about, it's raining outside. When our children come home from school, we help them with math and science.
Do you tell them why it rains?
It rains? Why it rains?
Yes. Do you tell them why it rains?
It rains all the time, Steve.
The reason why it rains now is because the United States and other developed countries are basically enjoying showering acid rain on poor, on poor countries.
You know, that is
according
so
to you,
crazy.
According to you or your daughter?
That's according to me, Mr. Andre. My daughter, I'm appreciative that my daughter straighten me out.
What and do you appreciate the fact that the little kids were calling you a disgrace?
That was Bradley. He was a young, he's an 11-year-old boy who was he was the class homeroom president who took the lead, and he did tell me I was a disgrace. But he's right.
No, he isn't.
He's right.
Are you feeding your children? Are you working every day and feeding your children? Are you
I'm a disgrace to the next generation of the custodians of the planet that we're on. I disgrace myself, and I disgrace myself to the teacher.
I think right now, the fact that you have fear towards your 11-year-old daughter makes you more of a disgrace.
You don't fear what they're going to do to you in 10. What do you think they'll do to us in 10 years if we don't get straightened out on climate change?
You know what? What my children are going to do to me in 10 years, I've taught them to respect me. I've taught them to respect their fellow man. I've taught them to work hard. And number one, the other thing,
if they find out you lied to them about acid rain,
I have not
and they
lied
put you and they segregate you along with others.
I have given my children the opportunity to make decisions for themselves. I have taught my children that there's two sides to every story, and for themselves, they need to go out, listen, weigh it, and make a decision.
I want to ask you, what do you think is going to happen, Steve?
I think that this lady is living in a fantasy world. If she doesn't think that in 10 years she's not on the same page with this new generation on climate change, that they're not going to do something that we are all going to be very sorry for.
Well, what are you talking about? I'd like you to know. Tell me specifically.
They will be in charge of the country at that time, and we will not be in any position to tell them what to do anymore. And I can see my daughter's looking at me right now.
Your daughter is like a Damien. You know, the little, who was it?
Well, you know, you can laugh all you want and do whatever you want.
I'm not laughing at anything. I'm concerned.
How old are your kids?
To do this much damage to your family.
How old are your children, ma'am?
My children, I'm 54, So my children are anywhere in their 30s, clear down to my baby.
You don't even know that. You don't know how old your own kids are? Wow.
Exactly.
Well, I will tell you this.
My baby just turned 24. My oldest men are 30.
And they're not looking. They're not watching you.
How old? And I know. And I have 24 grandchildren.
Do any of them live with you? Do any of them live with you? Or do you know whether or not they're watching you or looking at you?
You know, they
live. Let me ask you this.
Every single day of my life. I was a single mom and raised seven children by myself.
I'll bet they are looking at you.
They work hard, and they're honorable people, and they make decisions for themselves.
I'm going to ask you a question. When you were alone in that house and you were changing your clothes in the bedroom, how do you know that one of their friends wasn't staring at you through the crack in the door?
What does that mean?
Oh, that is just sick and wrong.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to tell her they're looking at her through the crack in the door.
Well, they've
been her own kids.
Pervert.
All right. Thank you very much, Marilyn. 877-876-PHIL. What does that mean exactly?
I'm saying that if you are a parent today in America and you don't think your kids are watching you and how you're responding to the global debate on climate change, and if you are not on board and you are not doing the things. Well, not for that. My daughter gave me a list here that I wanted to look at.
I don't really like the fact that you have a list from your daughter, okay? This is bothering me.
My daughter mandates that I not flush after each use. We haven't flushed for 2 days. I'm just reading what she asked me to do. I do not speak down about my daughter's teacher. I would just warn your callers, in the name of God, in the name of everything holy, Mr. Henry, and I mean this, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior, please have your callers not talk down about my daughter's teacher. And
why are you afraid?
I'm not afraid. I am concerned about the future of the planet.
No, it sounds like you're afraid.
No, sir, I am not afraid. I am just asking you to ask your listeners, in the name of Jesus, he who died for our sins, to please have these people not say anything disparaging about the teacher.
Or what?
Please.
Or what? Mr. Bozell, or what?
It's not fear that I have for my daughter. It's respect.
All right. I'm going to take another call, and we'll get to a break here. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Tina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell on climate change and the next generation. Go ahead, Tina.
Hi, Phil. Good morning to everybody. Good morning to Stephen. And
good morning. Yes, ma'am.
Like, enlighten Stephen that, you know, maybe he needs to give his daughter to the system because she is disrespecting her father, and I don't think that he's capable of fathering her because he is allowing her to dictate what he is to say.
What my daughter tells me makes perfect sense for the planet that we live in.
Stephen?
And
excuse me?
My name is Steve. The last person who called me Stephen was my mother, and she's been dead 20 years.
Okay, Steve.
And I like the name Steve.
Please.
So you can call me Steve, please.
Listen, please.
Me Steve.
Listen,
me Steve.
We're calling
Is the lady going to call me Steve, Phil, or...
Tina, just say what you got to say. Go ahead. Right back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I just want to say, I think it's great that she's wiping her butt, period.
Yeah, I heard it the first time. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 877-876 Phil, Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, on climate change and talking. With his daughter's class, he was called to the school to talk to the students about the fact that you'd been wasting toilet paper, sir, and using plastic bags. You have filed a lawsuit. I guess you'll be filing it on Friday in federal court, asking the U.S. government to ban the use of plastic bags, reuse rags as toilet paper, which you've heard the response of people.
Well, the one thing that people don't get when they say, you know, you're going to use more water rinsing it out, you use water when you flush the toilet. So what I would suggest is you dip the rag in the toilet and flush, and then it acts as almost like it cleans the rag. And if people think it's disgusting, I'll tell you what's disgusting. It's disgusting to have dead, you know, the dead animals floating in the ocean because of climate heat, you know, because the heating, the global heating and everything, and that'll stink. My daughter has asked me again, and I'm asking you, Mr. Henry, I'm begging you, please don't let anyone criticize the teacher.
Mr. Bozell, you've already told me that.
Don't do it, man. Please don't do it.
You've already told me that, and I'll take that under advisement, but I'm not here to do the bidding of an 11-year-old girl, regardless of how you feel about it. 877-876-PHIL. Julie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
His daughter should be in bed by now. It's Friday morning. She's got school. Two, he needs to take his daughter out of that school.
She's listening to the program. She's monitoring me on the show right now, ma'am.
Well, you just said she, a little while ago, she just handed you a note.
Yes, ma'am.
Then she's awake.
Yes, she's monitoring the show. She's listening to make sure that what I'm saying is accurate about the climate, you know, of the global planet.
Anyways, you need to get that girl out of the school. Get her in a proper school, and I would report that teacher because, one, you sounded so terrified earlier, and there is something seriously wrong with that teacher.
Ma'am, but first of all, it's happening in all of our schools. You think it's just happening in my daughter's school?
Not,
it's happening all over the
country. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
If my
it's happening.
Ever decide to make me listen to them and not have them listen to me, I would put their asses in the military school.
You don't know as much about the climate as your kids do. They know what's going on, and they watch you, and they watch how you waste and how you destroy things. And I'm telling you, these kids go back to their teachers and report this.
What does this mean, that they go back to the teachers and report it?
The teachers want to know from the children whether the parents are doing their part to keep the planet from basically just, you know, going to hell because of climate, everything. And what this lady doesn't understand, and what other listeners of yours don't understand, is the children are told at school to watch and make mental notes, come back to the school with what you see. I thank God that my daughter saw what I did that was wrong.
Neither of my son's schools do that at all, because both of my kids talk to me about everything. They would talk to me before they would talk to anybody else.
How do you know, though, that they're not watching you and looking at what you do?
Because they're more busy playing video games and being kids.
Yes, of course they are playing video games, but there's other times, especially when you're cooking or when you're preparing their meals or in the morning when you're using the bathroom, that they look and they make mental notes. And I said to the other lady, and she,
I know my children,
yes, they do.
And they do not. Your family does, because she was brainwashed by some psychopath.
It's happening in schools. I'm asking you and I'm begging you, do not talk that way about Miss Mister.
Well, look, Steve,
I am
brainwashing all those kids.
No, ma'am. What's brainwashing kids about making the planet better so that we're not killing animals left and right and having everything go to hell?
There is a way to make help teach children how to make things better, not by, you're like suggesting like something catastrophe is going
to
happen
right
in 10 years that our children are going to like lock us up because we're not doing things perfectly right by the earth.
My daughter just passed me a note. My daughter passed me a note. She
told her to go to bed.
She says, my daughter says that you don't sound very educated.
Tell your daughter.
Wait a minute.
To go to bed.
My daughter.
Bedtime.
My daughter's. I don't want to use the word. My daughter says you do not sound very educated.
All right. Your daughter said that. What's that got to do? Okay.
She just told me that you.
You should be telling your daughter what she should be doing, not her telling you what you should be doing.
My daughter says you sound like some kind of hanky woman.
Okay, Steve, that's enough with the disrespectful notes from your daughter, okay?
That's what she said.
All right. I appreciate your call very much.
My daughter says you sound like Hanky White.
What?
White trash.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. That lady is shocked. She's shocked. 877-876-PHIL as we talk with Steve Bozell about his daughter, her school, and his changed attitude on global climate change. Are our kids watching us and making mental notes about what we're doing for the climate? 877-876-PHIL.
My daughter also says...
Phil Hendry.
Douchebag.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.